TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
So, New Year's, not far away at all. Do you make New Year's resolutions, Riggins?
I like the idea of doing it.
Yeah.
But I rarely do.
Do it. So you don't, you don't make one and then break it. You're just like, oh, I should do one, but I'm probably not going to hold
it. I'm
up
like half into it, you know.
Do you, Rob? Do you make New Year's resolutions?
No. I might like tell myself I need to do stuff more often, but I'm not going to make a resolution because I would just end up breaking it for sure.
There's a Peloton star named Robin Arzon, A-R-Z-O-N. Who's doing her annual 3 for 31 challenge this month. And that's, she says, that's the key. The key to starting, the key to a successful New Year's resolution is starting it in December.
Okay, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
The thought process being December's the craziest year of the month. You've got, if you can get through that and keep it going, you've got no excuses. You've accomplished, you've proven to yourself that you're capable of doing it. Her 3 for 31 challenge is you commit to walking 3 miles or doing 30 minutes on a bike every day in December.
Yeah.
And again, the idea, if you start doing it now, no matter what you do the rest of the time, and then she makes that point, if you do 30 minutes on a bike every day, even if you're, you know, not eating the healthiest or drinking the healthiest, by the time January comes, you'll be able to roll with that. You'll stay with it.
It's good.
It's just become a part of your life.
It's good advice. I don't like taking advice from a quote-unquote Peloton influencer or whatever the hell that is.
A Peloton star. Why not?
Peloton star. What does that even mean?
Nobody wants that.
Or what's wrong with the Peloton star?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, so
you're a star because you ride on a Peloton? What does that mean?
Like an instructor on Peloton.
Yeah, they're the instructors.
Oh, the instructor.
So when you, when you, everybody gets on the Peloton, they'll have, you know, thousands of people at once in these classes. That the one I know of the most is on TikTok, Kendra.
The hot one.
Yeah, the blonde is a huge, has become a huge TikTok star, all because of Peloton. And then Peloton got smart, like, we need to market this. This is a great way to get people involved in Peloton.
Does Peloton call the trainers stars? Is that their words?
I don't know. That I don't know. The article says stars. Is it a Peloton star?
Hmm. That's good advice.
You wouldn't take advice from the Peloton star?
I find that obnoxious.
If it just said like celebrity trainer, you'd be that's a good idea.
Yeah,
but the two words Peloton star,
I'm like, who the hell is that?
But they have thousands of people at once in those classes.
Now it makes sense because I know what that is. But if you're a celebrity trainer, I'd totally take advice from you.
I remember last year there was a guy who had his 500th ride coming on Peloton, and his daughter posted a TikTok that said he showed him on the treadmill during the holidays because his 500th ride had to be with Kendra and she was off that week for the holidays or something. So he wasn't riding on the Peloton until she came back so he could share his 500th ride with her. Yeah. And I think it's smart that Peloton got out there and was like, no, we need to, hey, get these people on TikTok. Let's market this because people will get involved in Peloton when they see how hot the trainers are.
Yeah, because they were going through some bad PR there for a little bit. So
yeah, what was it? I don't remember what the bad PR they had was.
It was really expensive. Something happened with the husband and the wife. Like he had given her a Peloton or something like that.
That wasn't Peloton's fault. A lot of people were just giving them crap because it's a difficult time and it's expensive. That's not. Don't buy it then.
But wasn't it because of Sex in the City, the new series with the dude died on it? Like people were just like, oh my gosh, that's bad.
Yeah, that also didn't help. That was around the same time.
Yeah. The celebrity trainer thing. There are a lot of people on TikTok, and again, my wife being a trainer, maybe why that kind of feeds that part of mine a little bit more. I see a lot of trainers. Thankfully, a lot of female trainers pop up on my TikTok from time to time.
Hot female trainers.
Yeah. But there's a girl that does a series that I think is hilarious. And she does this series about being a hot trainer. And it's like, follow me in my day as a trainer while I try to tell you how to make your life better, but really just want to show off my dumpy. And it shows her pulling up her shirt and show off her butt and all this kind of stuff. And it's very graphic, yeah. But it's very, very funny in the process. But would that make you want to get a Peloton if the bike rider person was hot?
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you do that? Like go to a cycle class if the woman that ran the cycle class was hot?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you, Rob?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got no, like, being the fat one in the class, I got no issue with. I'm like, well, listen, we're all trying to do the same thing. We're all trying to get in shape. Well, I got no self-conscious.
I've talked about that before. I have huge appreciation for people that you see that are out running that are not in shape. There's a guy that runs by my house probably 3 days a week. I see this guy run, and he's a big guy.
Yeah.
But I'm like, but you want to open the door and go like, hey, kick ass, man. Go get him, buddy.
Keep going, buddy.
Like, he's like, that dude's just out there. You know, like, he's committed and sweating. It's like, that guy's I'm impressed by him. I want him to do good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you root for that guy.
Mm-hmm.
That and like you see an old person out, you know, walking or even a slow jog. You're like, yes, you keep going, man. Get out there and be active.
Yeah.
Well, by old person, I mean somebody that I probably could have gone to high school with.
Yeah, honestly. When I go to my parents' retirement community or whatever it's called, 55 and up.
Yeah.
The amount of exercising that's going on is unreal. Unreal. Runners, joggers, walkers. I mean, everybody is out there exercising.
Do your parents get out and walk a lot or anything?
Absolutely. Yeah. But I mean, at 7 in the morning, there's 25 people on the sidewalk.
Is it a social thing for them? Are they like they get out? Hey, y'all want to get together? We'll go walking tomorrow or whatever. Yeah.
And they're wearing the craziest effing outfits like you've ever seen because they're like bundled up for the cold, so they look ridiculous, like parkas and like speed walking. You know, heel to just like moving. My God, bless you, Grandma.
And their arms are still way from their side because the big coat's keeping them from getting them down.
They don't even look like people at that point. But yeah. Kicking ass. My dad's neighbor is about to run an Ironman in his 60s. He's doing an Ironman.
So that's a 2.5 mile swim. That's a full marathon and then 100 miles on a bike.
Yeah.
Yeah. The last thing that happens is the marathon the last thing? I think the bike ride is the last thing. No, the marathon is last. The bike ride is second. You come out of the water, get on the bike, ride 100 miles. And then at the end of the day, the last thing you do after swimming 2.5 miles and then biking 100 miles, it's like, all I got to do now is run this marathon.
Yeah. I forget he was going to travel to go do it. I was like, you got to be kidding me. That'll make you feel like shit. And I'm sitting there like drinking beers and he's like, I'm about to do an Ironman.
You're on your 12th beer and your dad's 65-year-old neighbor is doing an Ironman triathlon. I'm impressed by people who just do regular triathlons.
That's incredible.
It's like even if they're like a half mile or a quarter mile swim, and then they'll run a 5K and bike, you know, 30 miles or whatever.
It's nuts. You had any interest in getting back on the bike?
No.
No.
I take that back. Lately, I have a little bit just because it's sitting in my garage. And Amanda pointed out, like, you should ride that. What a waste. It's a great bike. And I'm like, yeah I would. I mean, I should. I really should.
It's not time.
No, I don't know. Just, I got a lot going on.
Yeah.
Kind of got into a routine with what I'm doing, and so I'm kind of staying with it. But I really should get out and ride the bike because it's a really nice bike and it's fun. It's not bad.
Yeah,
you know. And also a small thing, I can't find my AirPod. I've lost my AirPods.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know. One day I had them, the next day I don't. I don't know if I dropped them somewhere. It fell out of my car. I don't know. They're just gone. But it really only works with AirPods because you know I have the only other headphones I have are big. You know, like. Yeah. Big Beats headphones, and you can't really wear that over the helmet. There's no way to look cool doing that.
It's true.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
The Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ Family Stream on the Ace and TJ Family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Hey, it's TJ, and eating better just got easier, especially during the holidays. All thanks to Factor, America's top meal delivery service. Factor makes mouth-watering meals crafted by chefs and greenlit by dietitians, and all delivered to your doorstep. No grocery battles, prep, or kitchen chaos. With Factor, you have over 35 chef-crafted meals every week that support a healthy lifestyle and meet your meal preferences, whether it's calorie smart, vegan and veggie, protein plus, and more wholesome options. Everything's so easy, from calorie smart choices to protein pack powerhouses. Try delicious, dietitian-approved calorie smart meals with around or less than 550 calories per serving. Or need an extra boost to support your wellness goals and feel your best during the holidays? Try Protein Plus meals with 30 grams of protein or more per serving. So this December, let Factor help you eat smarter, save time and money by simply choosing your meals and enjoying fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door. Head to factormeals.com/ACETJ50 and use code ACETJ50 to get 50% off. That's code ACETJ50 at factormeals.com/ACETJ50 to get 50% off. It's factormeals.com.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.